What's going on, everyone? It's Jimbo back here coming off a one day streak of being, I guess one and a half days of being completely knocked out sick with the flu. I was the last one to get into my fam bam, so that's how it goes. Anyway, this daily detail tip is inspired by Dan in Colorado. What's up, Dan? Was brought to my attention just today, actually, and I have some time, so I'm going to get this episode out. And it's something that I do that I think I've talked about before, but I don't know. Dan brought it back up, and it is a great idea. He's having tremendous success from it. And that is to joint venture or partner or JV or whatever you want to call it, work with, network with, become friends with, really, is what I think the whole precipice of business is turning into, is just relationships and business being an excuse to have a relationship with people, and then people doing business with people they have a relationship with. How about that? So in those relationships, if you're a detailer, you could partner with automotive repair shops. I have two locally that I work with, and this is what Dan was talking about too. He actually, to get in with them, and this is something that you may have to do. It's definitely something that I've done in the past and I'm not afraid to continue to do. He's washed their car for free. The people that either own or run the automotive repair shop. And I've done the same or thrown in free services. So for me, the local one in my area, like the guy got a repaint or got a new car, coated it, took care of it. This works in many facets. Not only do they deal with a lot of cars, and that's where Dan took it. They have a pickup and drop off service. So he cleans the cars for either the customer or, the people at that own the repair shop. So they're dealing with a lot of cars, right? And so, that's a whole group of potential customers, that you can reach into, because customers are bringing their cars to them to be fixed. And, oh, hey, by the way, do you know anyone that can clean my car while it's here or right after you get done? That's usually what happens to me, is like they're going to do the repair on the car, and then they want it cleaned before they come pick it up. You can also build in a little bit of extra money or commission for the repair, the guy selling the repair, right? So he's doing the analysis on the car, the diagnostic on the car, saying, okay, you need brakes and an oil change. Do you want to add on a detail as well? That's a new service that we offer. And then, shoot, maybe you pay them 10% or 20% or markup. You tell them what your cost is on the detail, and then they mark it up from there. That's an option. But also, so that's really, I think, what Dan was talking about, is just leveraging them to reach more customers. And that works very, very well. I do it a lot as well. It just works well. But also, well, there's two other ideas that I thought here too. When you need a repair done on your car or you need something done, you can barter services or trade services. That's something that I do with another repair shop, is trade services. They want their new car coated. I need new tires. You know, that's how that works. So you got that option going. And then also really too, to become a resource. Just as in when a customer takes their car to get repaired for brakes or an oil change or whatever, and they ask if that repair shop, if they know anyone who can clean their car, the opposite is going to work with you. As you're there cleaning someone's car, they may ask if you know anyone that can repair the brakes or an oil change or new tires or whatever, and then you can refer them back to your friends at the automotive repair shop. So it really works both ways, and then you become a good resource to your clients, which I'm a huge supporter of, just making sure you're a good resource in all things automotive to your clients. So today's daily detail tip, sorry, I know I feel like I'm a little monotone and out of it, because I kind of am, but no excuses, right? So anyway, you know, network with your local automotive repair shops. Sometimes it's easy to get in, sometimes it's not, but like Dan's idea and the reason why I like free work so much is, not many people say no to free work. So if you go in there and offer to do something for free, like clean their cars, which they probably need to be done because they spend a lot of time working or at their shop, that's a very, very successful way to get in. So if you're looking for work or just need more work, like we all do usually, pick that daily detail tip up and run with it. All right, see ya.